This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 266 for Friday, February 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday, reaping support from gains in most comparable oils. At the final settlement, the March canola contract adds $4.90 at $663.50 per ton, and the much more heavily traded May contract gains $6.90 at $674.50 per ton. While there are increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, Chicago soy oil dips back. However, there are strong upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Meanwhile, modest declines in crude oil are applying some pressure on the vegetable oils. Canada's tightening canola supply situation further underpins the oilseed. The Canadian Grain Commission reports year-to-date canola exports for the week ending February 9th reached 5.67 million tons and domestic use hits 6.19 million tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday afternoon, with the loonie climbing to 70.61 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 70.21. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association releases its next crush report on Tuesday. The market expects the January soybean crush to be about 204.5 million bushels. The U.S. Senate confirms Brooke Rollins as the new Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins most recently led the American First Policy Institute, which reportedly has a strong bias against biofuels. U.S. President Donald Trump ordered his administration to draw up plans for reciprocal tariffs should other countries move to levy their U.S. imports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a flash sale for 100,000 tons of old crop corn to Colombia. The USDA attaché in New Delhi pegs India's 2024-25 rapeseed crop at 11.7 million tons on slightly improved yields. Rapeseed oil output is to reach 4 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday afternoon. The March contract gained 6 cents at $10.36 per bushel. March soy meal is up $3.20 at $295.90 per short ton. But March soy oil drops almost 0.2 cents at 46.07 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, March corn is up 3 cents at $4.96 per bushel. March oats climb 6 cents at $3.37.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago March jumps 22 cents at $6. Kansas City March advances 23 cents at $6.21. And Minneapolis March rises 17 cents at $6.34. The markets will be closed in Canada and the U.S. on February 17th for holidays in each country. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, February 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.